We were finding that young people have a very small number of contacts in their kind of social network, especially in relation to contacts who could move them, you know, towards employment. I think only one young person that we spoke to had a business connection in their social network, and no one had any kind of employers in their network. So the main findings really were kind of based around that programs that such as Talent Match, which delivers mentoring support to young people, you know, are kind of really, really needed by young people, because we can go in there and kind of fill that vacuum and kind of hook up young people to employers, basically. But there's also other things alongside the personal hurdles that young people have in relation to lack of confidence, low self-esteem. A lot of the young people have moved to new areas and didn't know anybody. So all these kind of impacted on young people and their ability to feel confident enough to approach employers and make that first phone call or interaction. We chose Thanet for us for a reason as well. It's the most deprived borough in Kent, and it's got the five most economically deprived wards, you know, out of 800 odd in all of Kent as well. And the NEET figures, the young people who are not in education, employment and training, are kind of quite stubbornly high. Although there's this perception that, you know, there are lots of jobs out there, that the figures that we get from Kent County Council suggest that young people are still finding it hard to get that first job. For many of them, it was just the fact that they'd had, you know, rejection in their personal lives, or maybe in trying to find work. And I think it just knocked their confidence so much that to us it just seemed like, you know, we really need to concentrate on making sure that any new projects that we run have, you know, kind of address this issue of lack of confidence.